on their feet while they sing this. The word of God. Amen. Lord, will you inspire them? Will you move standard pink weather singing then. Off we singing up over here.
You're free. I mightn't be able to speak right. I may be too loud sometimes. I may be too quiet. But Jesus looks down and he sees his blood on me. I'm glad about that. That's what set me free. That Jesus sees his blood on his servant, on his friend. A second closer than a brother. Amen. It's good to be saved this morning.
Amen.
I know the government have regularities and different things, and I'm not telling you to go out there and not obey them things. It's up to you what you do. Like a fella said, you have a seatbelt in the car. Wear it. It's there for a reason. It's a need. It's not going to save your life. Only Jesus saves your life. And his blood. Amen. I'll get to the word of God. I just pray that I'll try and stay calm, because I'm not a calm person. I like to be joyful. And I thank God for the power he's given me. Spiritually, forced, and physically. Because you need it in these days. You need the power of God. I'm going to, if you'll open up, and I thank Brother Tommy for this invitation to come and open up the precious word. I'm not worthy of it, but he's made me worthy. I'm not better than any of you people that come up and say it, but God's better than all of us. You know, it's wonderful, isn't it, that the Lord's put breath in us this morning. I'm going to start our reading this morning. My title this morning is Notwithstanding. It means in spite of the facts, or it could be nevertheless. But I want to go to 2 Timothy on chapter 4. I'm going to read down to verse 17. A bit of a lumpy reading, but thank God I learned to read. But thank God I understand what I've read. Amen. So whenever we find that, we just read this. Look, you may be seated. Just sit down there. Amen. God knows your heart. You're not going to get into the kingdom any quicker for standing. He's already cleansed you with the blood. He's already given you forgiveness. Amen. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. God bless them. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned on to fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus and Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Titus have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou were also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be led to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me.
Amen.
And strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the Lamb.
Amen.
We'll just say a prayer. It's not going to make the word any better. But just in reverence for the King that brought me out of the gutter. Amen. Lord, I pray you'll keep me, Lord, what you want me to say here this morning. I pray you'll apply the blood and let thy spirit come from the inside up and out, Lord, with thy precious word. And Lord, we lift up your holy name, the name of a Messiah, the anointed King. Lord, we give you all the honor and all the praise, Lord. Let thy way be done in this place this morning. In Jesus' holy and precious name, give thee all the honor and all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There wasn't many people with Paul, as you see here. A lot of people let Paul down. A lot of people is going to let you down in your walk. A lot of people is going to help you as well. But you know, I want to say this word, notwithstanding. In other words, nevertheless, in spite of the facts that the coppersmith, in spite of the facts that the guys let him down, in spite of the fact that you may have someone against you this morning, in spite of the fact that all hell's against you, in spite of the fact, nevertheless, we have a Christ. We have a Messiah. Christ means anointed one. Messiah means anointed king. Aren't you glad that an anointed king was fit to go and bear your sin on mine and endure it and go to the cross? And when all hell thought it was finished and thought that there was a man up in that tree, just another guy that had come along, just another fella maybe trying to upstart something, and they nailed him to the cross. But that was Jesus. Before he was nailed to that cross, he was laid stripes upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
And notwithstanding this morning, notwithstanding, nevertheless, there's a furnace. That's right. But I want to take you to a story in the Bible. Well, there was a giant, and his name was Goliath. And Goliath was a fellow that was bigger than everyone else. I would have been just like a little boy beside Goliath. Goliath could have just picked you up and just threw you out of the road. Like a baby, as the same would be. You would have no physical power against Goliath. You couldn't fight that giant. You hear people saying about COVID, this big giant, COVID. You can't fight that. You know what? People's got all the facts right. You can't fight that. Because the fact is, that's a germ and that's a disease. But nevertheless, notwithstanding, in spite of the facts, God has already fought it. God has already conquered that. If you'll only believe, all things are possible. This Amen. Is not a man's word.
Amen.
If it is, just leave and shoot on home. This is God's word. What does Paul say? He said, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
Amen.
Have you ever had a situation? Our brother Mark was mentioning this also here. He's mentioned up here when you go back up there. Brother Mark has mentioned, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Our brother is profitable in this place.
Amen.
And I say that honestly. I want to say this. Notwithstanding, in spite of the facts, our brother one time had a sore knee. I think it was a sore knee, isn't that right, brother? Sore knees. And he was a job as a postman. Don't you just like your postman? He brings you all them love letters from the king. The postman's great. But you know, whoever has Mark for a postman, I don't think they're going to have a photo on the wall of poor Mark. Or victorious Mark, because you have Christ, brother. But the wonderful thing is this, the letter that Mark brings. The devil maybe says, look what's happened here, look what's going on. You have a situation in your life. But notwithstanding, brother, nevertheless, in spite of the fact, Christ is over the situation.
Amen.
Our brother needed healing in his knees. And God came and moved on that. Our brother could have looked at the situation and had his eyes on the whale's belly and stayed in the whale's belly. You meet people, it's never going to get better. It's just getting worse all the time. Oh, there is no God. There is no God. In this scripture, it says about the unknown God. But Paul was fit to tell the people about God.
Amen.
And notwithstanding this morning, you may have a situation in your life. What's the jam? Is it diabetes? Is it cancer? Is it flu? Is it COVID? Is it corona? Is it bad friends? Is it good friends? Is it too popular? Is it money? Is it not enough money? Is it women? Is it men? Nevertheless, in spite of the facts, your situation, do not look to your situation. Do not look to the facts this morning that Christ will overlook the Messiah, the anointed King. We want to look quickly, if you'll turn in your scripture, over to Samuel. Amen. 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. If you want to get that uproar. Aren't you glad that God got you up this morning?
Amen.
Aren't you glad that Jesus came in your life
Amen.
This morning? Aren't you glad that you've got joy this morning?
Amen.
Because your friend says, I'm glad to see you going to church. I'm glad you're a Christian. That's not why you're here this morning. You're here this morning because the living spirit of the Messiah, the anointed King, has brought you here this morning.
Yeah.
And notwithstanding, everything will try and keep you out of this place or any other place of worship because the devil doesn't want you having victory. Let's look to this scripture. Then said David to the Philistine. Who is this Philistine? This Philistine's Goliath. The fellow I'm telling you about. He's bigger than everybody else. Saul was anointed king, remember, in the scripture. Why was he anointed king? You think he was a wee short fella and nobody could see him? I think the Bible says about him head and shoulders above the people. He was a powerful looking big fella. A great big lot. Oh, that's a big strong looking man. Get that fella anointed for king. He'll make a good king. But man always looks at the flesh. Isn't that right? But God's looking on the inside. God's wanting a vessel to fill with oil. He's not looking oil. God has oil. God has got a lot of oil. God still is oil. His presence is the same today in this place right now.
Amen.
He hasn't changed.
That's right.
I don't need to go and say, Lord, I wonder would you send Moses in this morning? Lord, would you bring in Elijah or Elisha this morning? Would you send it? I've got God. I've got the Lord Jesus Christ. They say that there because man told me. I say that because of the Spirit of the living God. What does David say here? Tell me. Does anybody know how many people lined up to fight this day? Huh? Many bosses did the fill up. Anybody ever get a call? Hey, boy. There's a fella needs prayer for, boy. He's a disease, boy. Let no one in the house. You fancy going over? You think you're going to fill your car? This place here would be filled overflowing. If this was a party going on, and there was drink, and they were giving out drugs, you would fill this place. That's because the flesh desires something. But God wants men that spirit fill. God wants men that needs the spirit of him. This here, Jan. Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But look, he had a sword, he had a shield. He was bigger than David. But notwithstanding, nevertheless, in spite of the fact that he was bigger than David, what's David coming with? What are you coming with this morning, sister or brother? What are you coming with? Here's what I'm coming with. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Don't defy a living God. Don't panic so much about a government. They might have rules and regulations. I'm not telling you to break them. Might come a time you may have to. But is the prison going to keep you from lifting the name of Jesus? Is a pair of handcuffs going to keep you from lifting the name of Jesus? I wouldn't think it. Imagine the joy people have. They come to praise the Lord. They're not in handcuffs. And yet they won't lift their hands. They're not on handcuffs. Yet they won't lift their hands. Why am I saying that? I was asked to come and speak here this morning. I'm saying it because I have freedom of speech. But Christ gave me it. Not the government. And I want to say this here. There was no one lined up to fight the giant. And there'll be nobody lined up this morning to fight COVID. There'll be nobody lined up this morning. But you know, we know there's systems and things that's going on under spiritual powers in high places. And one time, it seemed like there was a holiday going on. It seemed like things was quiet up above. And for 21 days, it seemed like 3 weeks, nothing was going on. But notwithstanding, nevertheless, in spite of the facts, God came forth. After 21 days, God came forth. He could do it right away. What about a woman? She wasn't brought up in the Massets. She wasn't brought up in the Methodist. She wasn't brought up in the Baptist. She wasn't brought up as a Roman Catholic. She wasn't brought up as a Muslim. She wasn't brought up with any of these religions. She wasn't brought up to have great faith. She crawled along the ground. What standing had this woman? She came along the ground and she touched the hem of Jesus, his garment.
Amen.
And what happened? Does anyone know what happened? Maybe after a while she started to feel a bit better. Straightway,
amen.
She was made whole. You know, you might have a situation with the bank this morning, but I want to say to you, notwithstanding, Christ is going to come in on your behalf. You might have a situation with your health this morning, but notwithstanding, in spite of the fact, it might be a giant in your life, but Christ will come in. This giant didn't Saul. You know the story where Saul said, if any man will come and fight this, I'll give him a daughter. If any man will come, you would have a standing then, all right, in front of the king. David came along and David probably thought, these is men of war. See, sometimes you may be sitting among a bunch of people and you say, these are men of war. I don't need to encourage them to praise the Lord. They'll naturally praise him. Because they're out of jail. They've no handcuffs. We're not walking about like that there. Do you know how they do? And their feet's tied and your hands is tied. Spiritually, your feet's not tied this morning. You're of no excuse. When the Lord says, why did you not praise me before men? Are you embarrassed this morning? What's your embarrassment? Is it a fear of man? Listen, get rid of the fear of man. And you'll start to feel the power of God move on you. And you know, like that brother Ridley and Lattimore and them brothers and them men. And they went to a stake. And young men in Scotland and went to Germany and came back and started to preach the word. Do you think they feared man? The Spirit of the Lord rose up on them. We fear getting off the couch. We fear getting away from our donuts. We fear getting away from the hot fires. We fear getting out of the house for Jesus. We fear to tell our work colleagues. Well, what'll they think of me? I said to a man one day, I'll be going when I decide to go. And I'll leave when I decide. I thank you for the work. But I built a house. Your name wasn't none of the jacks that came into it. I want to tell you this here. God will build a house. God will build you. And the gates of hell, brother, will not destroy that.
Amen.
I know people in here this morning. And the devil had run them. Like, how can I go up there? How can I speak? Look at my life. Look at the jam in my life. Look at the size of this problem. But in spite of the fact, God, in his great mercy, stepped in. Do we see anywhere where there was these men lined up, these big, great warrior men? Oh, I'll tell you, one time I done this. One time I climbed to the top of the tree. I got the very last apple out of it, bro. Sit down and I'll tell you how to get the apple out. Well, you'll never meet that man lifting his hands or out getting more apples. He could be at the far side. He'll tell you how to do it. But I want to say this morning in this place, consider not the ways of man. Lean not onto your own understanding this morning. But don't lift up men in a marriage. Lift up the Messiah.
Amen.
The anointed king.
Amen.
Lift him up. Who do you need to get you out of this world? Is the housing executive? Is your mortgage? Is your paid house? Is your land? Is your grain and your barns? Whatever. Your dairy cattle, your beef cattle, your sheep, your job. Is it going to get you out of a situation if you're going to hell? Hell's a real spot. God made it for the angels that disobeyed him. And you know, a lot of people's going to go there, it's just enlarge their mouth. But I want to say this morning, there is grace and there's mercy with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There was no one lining up here this morning to fight the giant. And David goes down there. Why did David go down? David didn't go down. And you know, think of what Saul said to David. Didn't he put his armor on him? Didn't he say, oh, listen, I maybe got away now. He maybe pulled David to the side, like, we'll get these weak talks. I'm going to be putting you to the side. Listen, brother. That boy's a man of war. You go down there, you have no iron again, that fella. That's a big thing. Look, brother, you can't face that, brother. That man's maybe 5 foot taller. This man's maybe 40 stone heavier than you. You can't face him. But I want to say to you this morning, notwithstanding, Christ, the anointed one, can help you not only face him, but destroy the giant. And he'll destroy the giant in your life. Of a stubbornness, prostitution, lying, adultery, thieving, whatever it is. There's a king, and his mercy with the king. Simon the Pharisee sitting in his house, and life's before him. And a woman comes in, and she starts washing the king's feet. And you know, old Simon, he was like one of them guys that would have noticed the giant. There was no line. He wasn't lining up to fight the giant. He had the praise of men. He was worried about what men will think. But this woman, maybe a woman of ill renown, maybe a woman of the city, whatever way you want to put it, were we better than this woman? Not one bit. We were all sinners. None of us have a right to shout or to crow. God let an old rooster crow one time. And he spoke out of a donkey once. You know, God can do mighty things. This woman comes along and she washes the king's feet. She washes his feet. Was it a popular thing to do? No. But I want to say this thing here, this word this morning, notwithstanding. In spite of the fact, she washed his feet. Jesus says, this woman has done more. For me, I've been in your home. And Sam was a Pharisee. You know the story. But I want to say to you this morning, David wasn't worried about the fact that the giant was big. He knew that the Lord had delivered him out of the bear, the lion, all these situations. You might have a situation in your life, and it might be like a giant. This COVID situation, I'm not saying it's not real, but I want to explain something. This Philistine, it says, the armies of Israel whom thou hast defied, do not defy a living God. This virus is dead, and death comes with it, and death follows it. But notwithstanding, nevertheless, we have a king, and life follows him, and he gives us life. Are you glad about that this morning? I want to tell you, it's wonderful. Fact is great, because when trouble comes, the fact is you're in a lot of trouble. You're going down the road now. I remember one time, a situation, and the police got me, and they went to put handcuffs on, but I restricted it. I didn't want to put them on. I'm not saying I'm stronger than anyone else, but I'm just being honest. They didn't put them on me. But I says, I'll walk to that, the wagon, and I'll get in the wagon. And I'll sit down in the wagon. And I did. But I started saying to the boys in the wagon, hey boys, what would happen if someone came now, we use her in this situation, vulnerable, you just don't have your hand in any of your guns or anything. If someone drove by now and riddled this thing, the two back doors was open, he says, where are you going? Where are you going? Is your soul ready for to be with Christ? Don't fear the one can take a body. That's why you ought not to have a fear of man. You meet him on the street, don't worry. You hear them saying, I pull a knife, I'll pull a gun, I do this, I do that. Right away they're trying to raise up a standard. That standard's no good to a living God. God's standard's above that. That means nothing. Do you think David whimpered and knocked his knees together? You know what David said? Let me get down to this way. I'll sort this lot out. This is a man. And he's defying God. Already God's on my side. God is on your side this morning. Let not the enemy fall you to sleep at this hour. You know, what does it say in Isaiah 54, verse 17? No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Who wants to believe that this morning? I believe it. I believe that this morning because somebody came up and said, you know something, brother? You better sit down and believe this. Experience is hope. And hope makes sure that Christ is in you. And why is he in you? Because of the shed blood. Amen. It's only because of the blood of Jesus this morning we're here. I wouldn't be here this morning talking about the King of Kings. I wouldn't be fit till. But notwithstanding, nevertheless, is Christ looking at what you've done? Or is he looking at what he's done? Is people looking at the giant? Or looking at the God? Listen, the giant might defeat a man, but the giant can't defeat God. I'll say that again. COVID might defeat some men, but it will not defeat God. Have you got God this morning? Are you listening to your friends, or are you listening to the scriptures where there's life? And you will find this Messiah, Jesus, the anointed one, the King, and he'll come in your life. There's many people that's already faced this giant and have come out on the other side. And now they've slain their tens of thousands or whatever. But God's real this morning. In Psalm 103, verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. You might be sitting there this morning, the devil said, remember what you're doing. Don't remember that. Let's praise the Lord for what he's done. Let's thank the Lord Jesus. You may have got saved recently. Ask the Lord in your heart and ask him to come and apply the blood of Jesus on your life. That'll be as strong the day you ask it. Just get back to the time you got on your knees and you said, Lord, save me. I'm a sinner. I need you. And God came in your life. And you know, God, isn't it wonderful in his mercy that he saved us? And all sin and all hell was against you. And it looked like the court was against you and all the boys sitting up in the gallery. Guilty! Guilty! But then the great judge stands forward. The King of Kings. And he says, it is finished.
Amen.
It's not wonderful. And then you can say, this was against me, but notwithstanding, in spite of the facts, Jesus Christ is with me. You know, that is wonderful this morning. I pray it's been a help to you this morning. And I pray that it has blessed you. Because I'm blessed every morning I get up. I let people say things and I try my best to let it roll out that ear there. But if there's scripture in it, I try to let it into the heart. Because the heart is where the strength of God is. Not in the mind. Forget about what the mind tells you. When David looked at the giant, his mind might have said he's big. He's David, now, I don't know. He might be more craftier than the bear of the land. David didn't start to consider that. David's greatest thing was he's defied the armies of God. Did God say that a disease is going to conquer you, brother or sister? Is that what his word says? He says, beloved, I wish above all that thy wood is prosper, and be in health even as thy soul is prosper. The Lord Jesus Christ won your battle. He already has fought the battle for you. You are in a world that's rejecting Jesus every day. And they used to talk about homophobia. And they used to talk about these words. But now there's a thing going about where they hate you. But rejoice that they hate you. Don't be getting down and saying, you know. Because I explained to a fella recently. He said, I don't believe all that stuff. I says, neither do I. But I says, I have a living God that's in me. And if that's nuts, I want to be nuts. Because let me tell you, who's fool are you this morning? Whose fool are you? Are you a fool for Christ? Whenever the world goes to bed at night, they panic and worry and fret what the next morning is bringing. But you have got a God that you can go to bed. And there might be a bit of pain. There might be a bit of withstanding. There might be something that's hurting you. But joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
And I say to you this morning, whatever your situation is, notwithstanding, in spite of your facts, in spite of your facts, God is a spirit. You can't put a sword in a spirit. You can't cut it down. You can't kill a spirit. Continue to praise the Spirit of God. Continue to lift up the Spirit of God. Continue to lift up the Messiah, the King that's alive, bodily, physically, spiritually. And he can come on the scene. He can administer the angels at any time to your aid. But the main thing is, he is in control. Whatever your situation this morning, remember, notwithstanding. I thank you all for listening, and God bless you mightily.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Believe that when the word in season, praise God, we're going to stand, and I'm going to ask the brother Gary to come and then. While we're singing this morning, if anyone wants specific prayer, and I don't want you under any bondage, you're free to come forward here for prayer because of all these rules. If you're, don't let the spirit of fear ruin you from getting a touch from God. I'm going to ask when a brother comes and he's singing whatever he feels led for the sing. When you want prayer, and you come forward and a brother Ian will pray for you. I got Ian to pray for me yesterday on the phone. I done something on my shoulder on Friday. I was cutting a hedge with one of them long saws. Where I was cutting it, I had to reach over a wee shuck, and it was away like this, and I don't know what I'd done to myself, but boy, I tell you, I was in pain. Couldn't lift my arms, no road, you know, I couldn't do any of that there yesterday. But
amen, praise the Lord. Amen, hallelujah.
Working well today, isn't it? Like Jack Coe, the woman come up and she got prayed for, and she was like that, and he took his knee, and he put it to her back, and he bent her right back. And he telling our boy, he said, if you limp, I'll chase you all over the tent.
Praise the Lord.
You need to believe.
That was strong.
Amen. And it's true what a brother said. There's certain things we have to abide by. But we're trusting God.
Amen.
Amen. Trusting the Lord.
Tony, can I just share a prayer?
Yes, go ahead, Sean.
Praise the Lord. Just before Brother Gary comes, I just want to share a quick testimony which I shared just this very morning. It's the late brother Joshua Daniel who's speaking. Now, the Lord really used that man. But what I want to tell you is, there was a Sunday school teacher in Bombay, and she teaches on the street in Bombay, and she was teaching 260 or 270 children just on the street in Bombay. And this same Sunday school teacher has been stoned by the Muslims different times. But she still keeps on.
Amen.
Getting a group of children to start to teach. And the Lord really uses her. But there was about 260 or 270 children gathered around her. And they started to say to her, have you any good food? And they really meant food that you eat. And they says, we haven't had good foods in ages. We're really, really hungry. And that woman said, ask the Lord.
Amen.
She said, if you will ask anything in my name,
amen,
believing that you have received, you shall receive. Now this is what the woman said, and said, now we're just going to pray and ask the Lord Jesus. So they pray and ask the Lord to give them some good food. And they say amen. And you know, they carry on for a short time, and the next thing a taxi pulls up. And out of the taxi gets two men, Muslims. Now, they say to themselves, what's going to happen now? Because the Muslims will attack you. They'll cut your throat. And the two Muslims came up to that woman, teacher, and said, we had a wedding planned for today, and we have prepared a great feast, a great meal. And the wedding has been cancelled. And we were wondering if we could give you the food.
Amen.
God answers prayer.
Amen.
God answers prayer.
Amen.
And then we children, they eat the lot.
Amen.
Is that a miracle?
Amen.
You know, I come to memory a verse in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4, and it said, God also bearing them witness with signs and wonders and diverse miracles. Amen. And gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's not dead, he's alive.
Amen.
God's not dead, he's alive.
Amen.
You know something? Get one of them wee children to pray for you this morning.
Amen.
Ask the children to pray for you.
Amen.
Why ask the children? Because their hearts are pure. And because maybe there's more faith than the adults. Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
I tell you, that's a miracle. That was a miracle that them Muslims prepared a great feast for the wedding. And it had to be cancelled. Nobody ate the food. God knew the children was hungry.
Amen.
And what they said, we want good food.
Mm-hmm.
We ate bad stuff when you can get the food.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
I just wanted that to encourage you this morning. Ask the Lord. I thought it was a great miracle.
Amen.
That is a miracle.
Amen.
Some people call stuff miracles. It's not miracles. That's a miracle. When a Muslim prepares a banquet and it goes to little children who are Christians.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good, isn't
it? Amen.
So, you know, so many testimonies and wonderful things. You know, it's really good to give the Lord the praise. And, you know, even for Ian's thought this morning, notwithstanding, you know, that's, every single one of us can say that, because we were all guilty, hell deserving sinners, notwithstanding.
Amen.
Despite the fact we were no good.
That's right.
And there was none of us no good, but he still loved us, despite the fact
that
we got the wonderful praise of the Lord. Let us stand there, feet. If you're comfortable to stand, stand. If you're comfortable to sit, sit. We want to sing that chorus, he is Lord. He is Lord, he is risen from the dead. He is Lord.